CCB Games AM Oldies Program, Z103.com. Oh my goodness, time for episode number 18 of the Basics in Economic Development. Mark Wickersham.
Hey, and we're into the month of May, so we're starting to get ready for the Indianapolis 500, if not other stuff.
Oh, yeah, are you going to the 500 this year?
We've never been to the race.
Really?
But I've gone down for, like, time trials or whatever you want to call it. Carb Day is particularly fun. Qualifying time trials are fun. There aren't nearly the crowds,
no.
and yet you kind of get the excitement.
Well, I say really like I'm all shocked. Need I talk? I've never been to the race either, but I did get to go to the Speedway and sit in one of those race cars as a child.
We were a couple of years ago with the IEDC. We had a reception at their suite on turn two during time trials, practice runs.
Wow.
And there was a crash right in front of us.
Oh, my heavens. Oh, my.
And I'm at that. You hope everybody's, you know, healthy and walks away, but wow, is that exciting to see. But they also gave us tickets. We could walk through Gasoline Alley and see the pit row. There was actually a chance to walk down through pit row. And I just, I don't know who all gets to do what. At the Indy 500 in terms of tours and that kind of thing. But I really felt, you know, honored to have that chance and you know, encourage Hoosiers, anybody that can get a chance to go down. It's really an exciting month in Indianapolis.
So. It certainly is, and I love it. What is on the agenda?
Hey, speaking of excitement, for the fourth consecutive year and the ninth time since 2010, Site Selection Magazine, which is a trade and industry publication for economic developers and real estate development, has recognized Huntington as among the top 100 best-performing micropolitan economic development efforts in the nation.
Wow.
That's a mouthful.
It is.
The long and short of it is the magazine itself, which is a publication out of Atlanta, Georgia, from a company called Conway Data. Every year in March, they evaluate 50 states, all the metropolitan communities, and micropolitans for their performance in economic development. And most of us kind of understand what a metropolitan area is, but a micropolitan is something we don't hear much about. But they're actually kind of easy to understand if you just think, hey, they're small markets. There actually is a definition with the U.S. Census Bureau that a micropolitan statistical area, or micros as we're called, are geographic areas defined by the Census Bureau and used by federal agencies at the national government for collecting and publishing statistical data. The population, the core of the area must have a population of at least 10,000 people, mm-hmm. but less than 50,000 people.
Okay.
And these are also areas that typically are near a metropolitan core.
All right.
There are 538 micropolitan markets in the U.S. that are evaluated each year by Site Selection. And they base the evaluation on the number of multi-million dollar projects, which also involved incentives from the state and local units of government. But a long story short, it's like, okay, we're in the top 20. They recognize this as being in the top 20% of small markets economic development performance in the United States. It's really an honor to be on that list, and it's as I've said on the show many times, it's a team effort, and so we wouldn't have done that without the help of a lot of people, whether it was the mayor, the city council, the county commissioners, the county council, or the towns around us and their town councils. But that, in the not the least of which, are the companies that invest here. I mean, it's just really rewarding. Also, it's interesting that there were only 9 Indiana communities on the list of the top 100. Auburn, Angola, Kendallville, Plymouth, Richmond, Wabash, Crawfordsville, Huntington, and Jasper. So 5 of the 9 are actually from Northeast Indiana and in our market. But I'm honored. I think it's an honor to be on the list, particularly with Jasper, the hometown of Governor Braun.
Oh, definitely.
Because he'll see the reference to Jasper. He'll see the reference to Huntington being right next to it. So that was really good.
That is incredible. Now, and you say there are micropolitan areas are most typically near metropolitan areas. So would Fort Wayne then be considered a metropolitan area?
Yeah, and again, we're using census terms when we have that conversation. So,
okay, gotcha.
So it's the Fort Wayne Metropolitan Statistical Area.
Say that five times fast.
Right. That's why they call it Fort Wayne FWMSA.
I like that. VG, very good.
Now, the other thing that was really interesting about this year's list is that the number one winner, if you will, best in the nation, was listed as Findlay, Ohio.
Wow.
Followed by Greenville, Ohio at number two, Dover, number three, and Wooster, Ohio is number four. So the state of Ohio placed first for the most top micropolitans on the list, and they had 20 communities in Ohio where we had 9.
Wow. And, well, we're catching up.
Yeah.
Slowly but surely.
And then the other states that were ranked ahead of us were Georgia, Illinois, North Carolina. So Indiana came in fifth overall, with the most micropolitan groups in the top 20%. But I thought it was interesting that Indiana had 9, and when you rounding out the top 10 of states were Kentucky, Alabama, Kansas, Texas, Pennsylvania. But it's a really cool accomplishment for us that when we consider that the 5 Northeast Indiana counties alone that put our region in the 10th spot among the states, right? Our region itself, if it was in the rankings as a state, would have finished 10th.
Wow.
So we've got a lot of industrial success to talk about in our region and a lot of people working hard to get the job done. In fact, I mean, when I get the magazine, I frame copies of the cover page and the actual list of the micropolitan groups that were honored. I put those together in frames, and I've got, I recently presented a copy of that to the county commissioners, thanking them for their support, and we're going to be doing the same thing with the city, as well as then I presented to our board of directors at HQ for the work. So,
man, that is incredible, and when you, top 10, I mean, wow. So we really do have something to be proud of.
We have an awful lot to be proud of, and we just need to be reminded of that once in a while.
And we can always grow this, and it has to make you want to think, hey, we can not only keep doing this, but even do it better.
Well, everybody wants to get better at everything they do, and it gets our competitive juices going, and we see where we can move ahead and what we need to do.
That is absolutely fantastic. Also, along those lines, although not business-wise, but something that might give businesses a push, is that we were featured in a book. I think it's called The Secret Places in Indiana, or, you know, it's a best-kept secret. It's kind of a travel book, and they feature this very building in that book.
Neat.
The game store. So a nod to Todd for that, because he's taken this historic building and really he wants to turn it back into a community happenings place.
This building has a lot of history, and it was starting, I think, as an Andrew Carnegie Library, if I'm not
That's correct.
Mistaken.
That's correct.
So really cool to see it continue to be used as an asset to the community, and one in which the owner can make money. I mean, that's great.
It is fantastic, and we even talk about the lady in black. Everyone says that she prowls the building at night. I've never run into her, but I did come in here and find the monitors turned up a little bit, so she must like the jazz music
maybe
we play.
So. Yep.
Well, oh, man. So what a congratulations on that. That's got to be really pumping the folks at HQ up, you know, to receive that kind of press.
Thank you. It's very kind of you, and we appreciate the effort and the teamwork that went into it. So.
Well, as you know, economic development, team sport,
and
that's what it takes. All right. Thanks for another great
You're
program,
welcome.
Sir. We'll see you back here next week. All right. Z103.